Let us say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 243. 243. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to the Lord. We shall continue to discuss Psalms. Psalms 120 to 134. This group of Psalms is known as the Song of Ascent. Tonight we will discuss the last part. Let's discuss two Psalms. Psalms 132 and 134. Let us refer to Psalms 132. Psalms 132, we will read as we go along, as we discuss. This Psalms 132 is known as a royal psalm, a royal psalm. Here we can see a prayer for God's favor on the Son of David, who reigns on David's throne. It is a prayer for God's favor on the Son of David, who reigns on David's throne. This prayer for David's son is grounded in the special relationship between David and the Lord. And then we can see this through their mutual oath towards one another. So this prayer for David's son, it is grounded in the special relationship between David and the Lord. Okay, these psalms can be divided into two major parts. Let us discuss the first part. Verses 1 to 9. Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of Ja'ah. Let us go into his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy. So here, in this first part, we are able to see David's oath to the Lord. David's oath to the Lord. There's this petition, verse 1. Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction. So there's this petition, this prayer, petition to remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction. What is this affliction? So it is from verse 2 onwards. It has got to do with this oath of David. Verse 2, how he swore to the Lord, a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not enter my house nor lie down on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. So here we are able to see there's this oath of David. This oath of David that is to say, to find a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant. So this is that is to say, this intention of David to build the temple, to build the temple. Verse 6, behold, we heard of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of Jaah. Here we are able to see, so David has this intention to build the temple, but he was not to build, but temple is to build by his son, by his son. So here we are able to see in this part now, in this verse 6, there's this calling, this calling to worship. Ephratah, the region around Bethlehem, this is David's hometown. And then the field of Jaah, this is Kiriath Jearim. Therefore, when it combined together, so this is the call to worship from David's city. This call to worship is announced from David's city, and the city where the ark had been since the days of Samuel in Kiriath Jearim. So there's this calling to worship. And then, let us go into his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Calling to worship from verse 6, the sound from Ephratah, from this Kiriath Jearim. Let us go into his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. And then verse 8, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. So here, speak about this resting place. And then we are able to see, as the promised land was Israel's place of rest, and at the end of her wandering, so the temple was the Lord's resting place after he had been moving about in the tent, in the tabernacle. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength, whereby the temple will be constructed, and then how we are able to see the temple was the Lord's resting place after the Lord has been moving about in the tabernacle in the wilderness. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. So may the priests manifest this character of righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy. So here, in this first part, we can see this petition, the prayer for David's son, but grounded upon David's oath to the Lord. And then let us see the second part, verses 10 to 18. Again, verses 10 to 18, let's read first. For the sake of David, your servant, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn to David a truth from which he will not turn back. Of the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread. Her priests also I will clothe with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. There I will cause the horn of David to spring forth. I will prepare a lamb for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall shine. So in this second part, we are able to see again another petition in a prayer. Verse 10, for the sake of David, your servant, do not turn away the face of your anointed. So for the sake of David, do not turn away the face of your anointed. So this is a prayer for God's favor on the son of David who reigned on David's throne. So we are able to see the basis or the ground for this petition, this prayer now is the Lord's oath to David. The Lord's oath to David. Earlier part, we are able to see it was David's oath to the Lord, but now it is the Lord's oath to David. Therefore, we are able to see this prayer for David's son is grounded on the basis. It is grounded in the special relationship between David and the Lord. So David made an oath to the Lord, and now it is the Lord who made the oath to David. Let us see verse 11. The Lord has sworn to David a truth from which he will not turn back. Of the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I will teach them, the sons also shall sit. Their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever. So here we are able to see the background for this chapter. For this number 132, it is from 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. So we can see the oath of the Lord to David, how from David there will be a continuous succession upon the throne. Of course, later these Psalms in the post-exilic period, it has a messianic implication. Messianic implication. So this is the oath of God to David. Moreover, we are able to see God's election of Zion as his resting place. Verse 13 to 16. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread. Her priests also will clothe with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. So here we can see the Lord's election of Zion, how it will be the resting place of the Lord. And then we can see in verse 16, her priest also will clothe with salvation. If we reference with verse 9, so here we can see it clearly portrayed to us God's righteousness that effects the salvation for his people. So her priest will also clothed with salvation. So God shall be with his people, shall be with Jerusalem, for he has chosen Zion. So the Lord, through his righteousness, it will effect salvation for his people, deliverance. So God will protect and guide. And that was 17, 18. We can see the concluding word of assurance, whereby it addresses the petition of verse 1 and verse 10, to remember, O Lord, David, and then for the sake of David, your servant, do not turn away the face of your anointed. So verse 17, there I will cause the horn of David, the strength of David, to spring forth. I prepare a lamb for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall shine. So we can see a concluding verse of assurance. So God will bless. So this is a royal psalm, a prayer for God's favor on the son of David who reigns on David's throne. Okay, now let us discuss Psalms 134. Let us refer to Psalms 134. Let us read. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Here, we can see it is a brief exchange between the worshippers as they are about to leave the temple after the evening service. So this is a brief exchange between the worshippers and then the Levites who kept the temple watch through the night. So here, a brief exchange between the worshippers as they are about to leave the temple after the evening service and the Levites who kept the temple watch through the night. So verse 1 and verse 2, we are able to see the departing worshippers call on the Levites to continue the praise of the Lord through the night. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So the departing worshippers call on the Levites to continue the praise of the Lord through the night. And then verse 3, we can see one of the Levites respond with a benediction on the worshippers. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. We can see one of the Levites respond with a benediction on the worshippers. So here we can see the exchange between the worshippers and then the Levites. So this is Psalms 134. Let us do a summary of what we have discussed. Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. This group of Psalms is known as the Song of Ascent. The Song of Ascent, it was sung by pilgrims as they journeyed to Jerusalem to keep the annual feast, the Passover, the Pentecost, the Tabernacle. Of course, these psalms also used in the temple worship. The Hebrew word ascent refers to the stairs leading to the temple. Hence, it is also known as the Song of the Stairs. But here we are able to see there seems to be a scheme or thematic control of the arrangement of the psalm. So we can see Psalms 120 to 126, the first seven steps. Of course, all these speak about this Song of Ascent speak about to ascend, to climb, to grow. So it has got to do with to regenerate, to revive, and then to bear, to shoulder. We can see the progress, the growth. So it all begins the first seven steps. The sojourner, he's in a foreign land. How he set his heart on a pilgrimage, Psalms 120. And then, so we can see the journey. God is the keeper, 121. And then, from a distance, they saw Jerusalem. They arrive in Jerusalem. They are about to enter. So Psalms 122, we are able to see how they pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the prosper of Jerusalem. And then Psalms 123, they enter Jerusalem, they enter the temple, how their eyes set upon the Lord, seeking God's grace. And then 124, there they meditate, they recollect what had happened. Had it not been the Lord, so we can see the experience of God's grace. And then 125, they desire peace, security. They desire peace, security. How? To trust in the Lord, to be loyal to the Lord, to do good. And then Psalms 126, we can see the summary of what had happened. So they meditate. It has got to do with the past, present, and future. The past, present, and future. So they meditate the past. And then now the present, looking forward to the future. So we are able to see revival, rebuilding, reconstruction, still so much to strive. And then Psalms 127 onwards to Psalms 134, the eight steps. It has got to do with to shoulder, to bear, to grow further. So Psalms 127, very important to build the home, the house, the family, together with God. To establish the family, to guard the family, to bring up children in God. And then Psalms 128, they are to establish a godly home, a God-fearing home, to pass on the faith. The family strong, the nation will be strong. And then Psalms 129, to recall the past, recalling the past about the enemies. So looking now to the present, the future, we can see the defeat of the enemies. So it has got to do with spiritual nurture, spiritual cultivation. It's a spiritual warfare. The resolution, determination must defeat the enemies. Psalms 130. At the same time, we can see, must self-examine penitential. Ask for forgiveness. Wait for forgiveness to set things right from the present. And then always to self-examine, to be penitential, to ask for forgiveness. And then Psalms 131, must grow. We are able to see, must grow to be weaned. But then, even though to be weaned, must trust and hope in God. The confidence is in God. To have the calm and quiet soul, to trust and hope in the Lord, must grow. Psalms 132, stress on the personal, individual relationship with God. So just now, we are able to see how the prayer for David's son is grounded in the special relationship between David and the Lord. So here, Psalms 132 is stressed on the personal, individual relationship with God. So a person now have to stress on this, stress on the building up the personal, individual relationship with God. And then Psalms number 133, stress on brotherly relationship, brotherly unity among the people of God. So here, picture to us the members' relationship, the unity, stress on brotherly relationship. And then Psalms number 134, stress on the worshippers and servants' relationship. We can see the ministry, the service, the blessing. So must focus upon this type of relationship, worshippers and servant relationship. So this is the song of ascent. So here we are able to see, to ascend must regenerate, revive. There must be growth to shoulder, to bear. So especially focus upon building our family, passing on the faith to defeat the enemies in spiritual nurture, spiritual warfare. And then set things right, always self-examine, be penitential. And then especially must grow, but our confidence is in God. And then stress on relationship with God, relationship with members, and the relationship with the workers. We give thanks to our Lord. We will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kita
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family altar. We end here tonight. Peace be to all. May the Lord bless. Amen.